on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Joanna Earle.
It's emerged seven employees at a young offenders institution in Kent have been suspended for alleged abuse. Security firm G4S have referred a number of serious allegations to authorities after it was claimed they used unnecessary force and improper language at Medway Training Centre between last October and December. Paul Cook is managing director of the firm's children's services and says the care of young people is their priority.
I'm extremely shocked about the allegations that have been presented, which clearly has no place in our business or any institution that has responsibility to look after young people.
Investigations are now underway.
KMFM News.
A Thanet woman's pleaded guilty to trolling the mother of Jamie Bolger, the child murdered by two young boys in 1990. Kieran has more for KMFM.
Well, Chloe Cohen appeared in court today and admitted harassing Denise Fergus with a series of vile messages on Twitter between January and June last year. The 20-year-old, who's originally from Chichester Road in Ramsgate but is living with relatives in Reading, previously denied the offence under grounds of insanity. She was arrested following complaints by Mrs. Fergus that people on social media were blaming her for the death of Jamie. It's expected she'll be placed under the Mental Health Act at her next hearing later this month.
It's been confirmed three bodies found in a garden in Erith are those of a former EastEnders actress and her two children. Cyan Blake and her sons went missing more than 3 weeks ago. Officers are now searching for the 43-year-old's boyfriend, who may have fled to Ghana.
KMFM News.
We're being warned that regularly consuming even a small amount of alcohol can lead to cancer. The official alcohol guidelines have been revised for the first time in 20 years. They suggest the limit for both men and women should be 14 units a week. Carla regularly drinks wine. She says the new advice has come as a surprise.
I was shocked in a way because it's always been known that red wine is good for your blood. The Mediterraneans have it every mealtime, and it was a bit of a shock to know that it's not good to have any type of alcohol.
Several cars have been damaged after a 3-metre-high wall collapsed in Chatham. Firefighters were called to Lismas Road just after 9:30 last night. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk. A video has revealed the number of people continuing to drive over the 50-mile-per-hour speed limit on the Sheppey Crossing. It was put in place last year following the deaths of a mum and son in a crash there in 2014. During three return journeys over the bridge, more than 40 cars overtook our vehicle, which was sticking to the right speed. We've shown the footage to these people in Sittingbourne who say it's shocking.
The wind up at the height it is can have a great effect on if you're travelling at great speeds.
I think that they should all slow down and have a bit of consideration.
It's dangerous because sometimes it's windy there and it could really cause accidents, so they're not supposed to be doing that.
We've also spoken to local MP Gordon Henderson. He says he hopes more action will eventually be taken by authorities.
You can only do a certain amount to actually encourage people to keep your speed limit. That's why I think in the long term, enforcement is the only way of ensuring the speed limit is complied with.
And five suspected migrants have been detained after being seen wandering in Dover town centre. The group of men were spotted in Biggins Street around 9:20 this morning. They've since been handed over to immigration officials.
KMFM Showbiz.
For the second year in a row, Eddie Redmayne has been nominated for Best Actor BAFTA, this time for his role in The Danish Girl. The shortlist has just been revealed. The Bridge of Spies and Carol lead the field with 9 nominations each. Stephen Fry announced the Best Actress category earlier.
Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, Brie Larson for Room, Kate Blanchett for Carol, Maggie Smith for The Lady in the Van, and Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn.
The awards will be given out next month.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham have missed the chance to go top of League One. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills threw away a 2-0 lead at Wigan last night to lose 3-2. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
It's hugely disappointing, but, you know, I think that played a big part in another very entertaining game. But, you know, from where the position we're in,
totally devastated to have not taken any points from the game.
The Gills remained second on 50 points. Meantime, Justin's failed to be named League One's Manager of the Month for December. He was nominated after the Gills finished the year in third place in the table, winning three of their four games last month. Nigel Adkins from Sheffield United took the prize. And in tennis, Great Britain's Fed Cup tennis team have been given a kind draw for their involvement in the competition next month. Judy Murray's team will face Georgia and South Africa in their Europe-Africa Zone Group 1 pool in Israel. Johanna Konta, Heather Watson and Laura Robson are among the players in the GB squad.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.